free, 800-259-9231. We launch here into the third hour of the program. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. We're going to continue when we get a chance with the top 10 tips to woo your lady love. Julia is here in the studio tonight, and so I've been saving this to see what she thinks about these. We get a chance to start them in the last hour. Hopefully we'll get a chance to keep them going here, but we do have to get some calls in as well, because this is the show about your calls. But Julia, you said you had a question you wanted to ask the audience, the listening audience here tonight.
Well, yes, I have a request for male callers here.
That won't be hard to get, I'm sure. No, Julia's sure. Asking for male callers. Okay, what about it?
Okay,
ears are perking up across the world.
I have this debate often. I feel like once every 6 months this issue comes up, and the issue in question is, I think Mark was the one who said it first, but I hear this all the time. If a girl or if a guy is friends with a girl, does he automatically want to have sex with her? Now, I have mostly male friends, mm-hmm. so that kind of bothers me. I like to think that they are my friend because they like me, not because they want to have sex with me. So I would like guys to call in.
Wait. Couldn't they both be true?
I guess.
They could like you and want to have sex with you.
Right. And I think
can a girl and guy be friends and there be no sexual tension there?
Well,
that's
of course,
what I want to
everybody's
know.
Going to answer yes. They can, of course they can, because the statistical chance, anything can happen in this world. However, I think that a better phraseology is most of the time when a guy wants to hang out with a girl, is it a pure of heart, or is it because he's, hoping that if he hangs around her long enough, she'll take her pants off?
So I want guys to call in and tell me their experiences with being friends with chicks, and if you're friends with a girl, is it because you're hoping that maybe one day she'll take her pants off, or can you really just be friends with a girl because you like being friends with a girl, I guess?
And is it always necessarily something that you're specifically aware of? I mean, maybe you are friends with her, but you don't know exactly. I mean, maybe you've never really thought seriously about having sex. Maybe you didn't get into the relationship because you were hoping to have sex, but maybe there's some sort of underlying thing going on there. I don't know. I can say that when I was in high school,
I know pretty much whether I want to have sex with a woman within microseconds of seeing her.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is perhaps... is that the number one motivating factor behind you getting into a friendship with her? That was I guess that's what I'm questioning.
I may not be the best person to ask on this subject. I came into manhood in prison, surrounded yeah. by men. So therefore, I generally find men's company to be more, compatible with male company than I am with female. However, certainly there are glaring exceptions in my life of women that I like to hang out with. Usually, I end up having sex with those women that I like hanging out with, and I call it a relationship.
I guess I'm just bothered because I have, like I said, pretty much all my friends are guys. I like hanging out with guys, and mm-hmm. I have probably three or four guy friends that I would consider pretty close, good friends, and I feel like it'd be really cocky for me to sit here and say, well, they all want to bang me, but I...
Oh, we know at least one of them does.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's why all this
yeah.
is coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have this debate like every 6 months with different people, okay. and most guys say yes. Most guys say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but some don't.
In my experience, well, then again, maybe I'm not like most guys as far as my sexual drive is concerned. At least that I can tell. I don't know for sure, but when I was in high school, I did have a female friend who was not attracted to me in the least. So I have had a female friend that I was not interested in doing anything sexual with. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got an answer for Julia's question, and I know we've got a bunch of guys that are on the line here talking about different things, but maybe we'll have them answer the question here when
right.
we pick up the phone. So let's go to Nick in California. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you have an answer for Julia before you get to your topic?
Yeah, I would say that it has everything to do with how virtuous the guy wants to be and for how long, because ultimately I think he's going to resort to... If the opportunity arises, he's probably going to jump at it.
Even if the opportunity has arisen with someone that is physically unattractive?
That comes down to personal preference and how hard you stick to them. I have friends that will look at a girl that I find attractive and say, not even. Mm-hmm. But to me, I just look at them kind of, you know, okay, well, I guess, okay, you know, you don't really know what to say. It's just, it's at that point, it's preference, you know, but if they hang out with a girl long enough and that's on their mind, when the opportunity comes up, they're not going to turn it down.
So it's not necessarily that you decided to start hanging out with that girl specifically for the purposes of eventually having sex. That were you cognizant of that or not when you started hanging out with her?
Absolutely. It's one of the first things that comes to mind. But I know that for me, considering I have, you know, radical beliefs and opinions, that when I can talk to a girl and she's interested in something that I'm saying, it's you know, that's definitely a double turn on. Even if it's just for friendship and she's no interest in me, I'll still pursue a friendship just to have that kind of friendship.
And I think that he's touching on, glazing over a very salient point here, is that guys have lower standards. And this is just, it just makes evolutionary sense. You know, the guys want to spread their seed far and wide. Women want to have somebody who's going to care for a child. And so therefore, you know, what he's saying as far as guys will often jump at the chance, they will often jump at the chance.
I can see this as being generally true. Okay, Nick, what else were you calling in about tonight?
Well, you know, recently my younger brother is 15. I'm 24. He's got a little, you know, gap between our ages, but he does live with me as of recently, and he was out with a few of his friends, initially a kid around his age, 16 as well. They ended up meeting up with some older kids, and one was evidently 21, one was 18, and one was on probation. Uh-huh. I don't even think my brother was aware of this. They were hanging out at about 11 p.m. They were walking to the older kid's house. Older guy's house, I guess I would say. And my little brother said he noticed the police helicopter circling them and had the light down on him, and he wasn't sure. He knew that they were following him. He didn't know why. They go into this guy's house. Within 5 to 10 minutes being inside the house, the house was surrounded by cops, and there was a, you know, the blowhorn, and they were saying that they were doing a parole search. Evidently the kid guy's on parole, and he had been involved in some strong arm robberies is what the police officer told my mother. But so therefore they were proactively trying to, you know, search him and, you know, I guess put him under arrest. And my little brother happened to be with them. The guy, 21-year-old kid, didn't want to go outside. He was telling my brother and his friend and the other guy not to go outside. He wanted to smoke his last cigarette, and he was tripping out. I'm going to prison. He was nervous. So they didn't go out, I guess, for a good 20, 25 minutes. After about 15 minutes, the cops shot in what my brother thought was a bullet. It broke the window, went into the wall. My brother saw it. They all freaked out. They got under the tables, and they just ran. They thought they were going to die. They proceeded to shoot two or three more rubber bullets, my little brother said. At that point, they stood up, and they said, "We're coming out. We don't want to die. We're coming. Please don't shoot. Don't shoot." They go out, they, you know, they do what they do. They bring each one out individually, handcuff them. This was at 11 p.m. evidently. They take my little brother to the juvenile center by about 11:30, 11:45, and he's there being interrogated. They don't call my family until 3 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. From 11:45 or 12 o'clock, they interrogated my 15-year-old brother as to this guy who he had just met this night. And my brother, unfortunately, my little brother's, you know, young kid, doesn't really know how to deal with the police. Thought he was going to outsmart the cops, and I don't know what my little brother was thinking. I told him next time you tell him I'm not going to talk to the police without my parents here,
yeah,
or whatever.
Oh boy!
But they proceeded to interrogate him essentially and hold him in a holding cell until 3 a.m., which they called my parents. Turns out my brother has borderline psychosis, and this triggered massive paranoia and hysteria. He constantly thinks that the cops are out trying to get him, that that the people in our apartment complex are undercover cops, and they're listening, that the microphone on my computer is recording him. He tells me to turn off my computer because he doesn't want the microphone. He steals my phone because he thinks that he's got to do something with my phone, break it, because he thinks that they're listening through my phone.
Oh, my goodness. When did this all happen? When did this all go down with your brother in the guy's house? When did that happen?
This happened last Saturday.
I want to bring you back, keep this discussion going here, because that's, wow. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size. what women really want and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, live streams included, broadband, dial-up, webcam, all over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So we continue here with Nick, who is telling us about his little brother. You're in your 20s. Your brother is 15. He had moved in with you, gotten tied up, or I guess mixed up with some rough and tumble kid, or somebody in his early 20s who was, I guess, out on parole. The cops came out while they were hanging out together. There was ended up being kind of a standoff. Your brother ended up leaving the home, was interrogated by the police as a result of his association with this individual, and you say all of this happened within the last week. And now, after the police interrogation, who knows what they did to him in there, you say that he's gone off the deep end and is paranoid and believes that the police are tapping phone lines and spying on him and things like that?
Correct.
So are you asking for advice as to what can be done
well,
here?
I know, I've listened to the show for quite a while, and people often call in and tell some interesting, crazy stories, so I thought I'd say one. But I do know that my mom is considered, you know, getting a lawyer and seeing what possibly she could do because she felt it was excessive. And, I mean, my first thought is that she won't go anywhere if she decides to try and do that. She could try, and I told her that, you know, it maybe bring some attention to it. But, I really don't think that it's going to, considering that they had a specific suspect that they were pursuing and that kind of thing. I just feel that what they did to him was excessive. And, you know, obviously he had some sort of mental thing going to begin with. So
did they charge him with anything?
They charged him with obstruction of justice.
for not obeying their orders to leave the house when they, I see.
Right.
The poor kid was scared. You know,
sure,
that's the reason
is.
He didn't leave, and there was social pressure on him and all that stuff. And so what they're trying to do is make an example of him to create a situation where social pressure is greater that you're going to follow the police immediately. So they're, you know, sort of moving us down the road to police state them with this kind of thing.
But they've unwittingly created paranoia, or he's created paranoia as a result of what they've done to him in his own mind, and he believes they're out to get him now. And if they actually are out to get you, then paranoia can be a pretty useful thing to have. But I don't know if they're going to be tapping the phone of somebody who has just happened to be in the house of a criminal that they were looking for. I think that he really is off the deep end on this particular
issue. That's definitely the rationale we're trying to impart on him. But it's severe. I've seen things, and I've never seen someone act the way my little brother's acting, and it's a little unnerving, and I would say ultimately kind of frightening, and I feel really sorry for him that he's in this constant state of, you know, straight up severe paranoia. He can't be comfortable at any moment. He can't even have a conversation anymore.
Need some help. I don't know
it's already on. It's already beginning. I mean,
yeah,
you know, so it's
bad.
Unfortunate that they don't take any regard in the fact that, you know, you have a young mind.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. They don't care who they damage. They've got their job to do, and they're going to go ahead and do it no matter who gets hurt. I thank you for the call. I wish you good luck. I'm sorry to hear about that. That's an awful story.
That is a sad story.
And they don't have any regard for the people that they victimize and the people that they frighten. And they are a frightening group of people. So
they certainly are frightening. And I can see their motivation, in what they're doing. However, it's damaging, and that's... people have to be held responsible for the hurt that they cause on others.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Matt in Texas. Nope, Matt's gone. Let's talk to Prashant in New Jersey. Prashant, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you about the separation of state and science.
You can do that, but first, Julia has asked a question about men and their attraction to women. Do men? What can you rephrase the question, Julia, for those who's tuning
in? If you're friends with a girl, is it or do you automatically pretty much want to have sex with that girl?
Okay. Honestly speaking, it depends upon the two factors. If the girl is good looking enough, and she's much better, much good looking than what she's, how good of a friend she is, then yes. Otherwise, if she's very good friend, guys would just, ignore the sex part and just let it go. But the answer in almost all the cases is yes.
Interesting. All right, go ahead with your thoughts, Prashant.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the separation of state and science.
Okay.
I mean, as you may know, that we, in our constitution, we have the separation of state and church, that the religious belief of the various different religious beliefs should not interfere, or state must not use the religious belief to enforce one specific religion.
Is that actually in the constitution?
I'm just talking about the First Amendment. Okay, that the Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a specific religion.
Yeah, okay, okay, good point.
Okay, and the problem is that that means that, the Judeo-Muslim minority of America cannot come and, you know, ban pork from America just because their religion says that cannot be done or something like that. But it does not mean that the scientists can come in, and they cannot have the same thing banned. They can have the pork banned if some scientists come out and prove that pork is bad for your health and it causes cancer.
We're getting close to that.
The thing is, if tyranny exists, it can be equally done through a religion, and it is equally done in America in the name of science.
So what you're saying is, in the name of science, they are offending other people's religions, like this couple and their 13-year-old son been forced into a chemotherapy treatment that they have a religious objection to. You're saying the almighty science is now overriding people's religious beliefs.
No, it's not religion. It's about the liberties, people's liberties. I mean, the reason why drugs are banned, I mean, marijuana and all these things are banned because the scientists say that these things can cause harm, and the government thinks that they can use this scientific opinion to, curb the liberties of the people.
Well, I think that probably the reason marijuana is banned, marijuana specifically is banned, they probably can find some things wrong with it, but it seems as though real scientists, in the last few decades have been finding better and better things about marijuana. But I understand the direction you're coming with on this, and I think it's largely true that people should be able to be free to do what they want. But Prashant, this brings up another question. Let's use the trans fat situation that I was talking with, I believe it was Matt about. So I don't think that we should ban trans fat from restaurant foods like they're doing in New York City, simply because there's been a certain amount of scientific research that says up to this point that trans fats are bad. And previously they were good when they were called margarine. Now they're called trans fat.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the next question, the next step in that logical scenario is people that would say that trans fats are bad would say that they're sort of poisoning the public. So the next question is, how much arsenic is okay in your hamburger?
Well, that is true. But then if the only thing you can be concerned about is whether you are well informed about the arsenic content of your hamburger. If they do not inform you correctly that this is the amount of arsenic in your sandwich, then yes, that does sound like something
there
to be worried about.
Well said, Prashant. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates. freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. You can join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. That's porkfest.com. The question on the table this hour, Julia threw it out there at the beginning of the hour, and that is, what if you are a man, what reason are you friends with women? Is it true that men are only friends with women for the purposes of hopefully that eventually they'll get a chance to have sex with that woman? Is that, did I recount that correctly?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, if you're friends with a reasonably attractive lady, are you...
So it's only for attractive women?
I feel like most guys say if she's attractive is what they say. If they have a hideous troll of a friend that's a chick, they don't want to have sex with her. So, I mean, I'm not talking super hot, but just okay to reasonably attractive, that region. If you are friends with a girl as a guy, do you pretty much always want to have sex with her?
That's probably the case.
Even if it's not brought up and you know that you'll never get the chance.
Well, you don't know if you'll never get the chance. See, that's why they hang around, is because there's a chance that there might be a chance.
I don't think that's the only reason they hang around, though.
Well, see, it's in this arena that we're talking about. As long as we understand that sex is an interplay in the relationship, then I'm willing to move, I'm willing to flesh it out a little more. But you have to understand it's a dynamic there, and likely the guy friend wants to have sex with a female friend. Now, then you move on to... Well, yeah, it's, for instance, I gave this example during the break, Julia. I would think it would be great to have sex with you. However, the problem is that my associate here, my partner, if not my friend, is, you know, in a relationship with you, so that could throw that, you know, head over tea kettle. I have a wife and a child, and like, so there's all kinds of constraints. So, you know, in this fantasy world, yes. In the real world, no. And that's, you know, that's the reality of the circumstance, and everybody's got their constraints. And so some guy may say, well, I like her as a friend, and I don't want to lose that friendship, so I'm not going to make a move. But if the move were offered, then he likely would take it. So there's this, you know, that's the dynamic that goes on.
So, okay, here's the question you have to ask yourself then, Julia. If you aren't sure as to whether or not your guy friends, who I know many of them, and they're great guys, from what I can tell at least.
They want to have sex with your girlfriend.
That's okay. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. But I guess what you have to ask yourself is, if you were less physically attractive than you are, would those same gentlemen still be friends with you? Like, you could say that, hey, we've got these great relationships, they're cool guys, I like hanging out with guys, and I want to believe that they're hanging out with me because we've got a great personality, I'm friendly, I'm cool to hang out with. All that's true about you. But you're also physically attractive. Maybe not all guys would say that, because everybody has different perspectives. Some guys like them big, you know. Some guys like their girls with girls got back. You know what I mean? So these gents that are essentially hanging around you and enjoying their time with you, would they be doing that if you were 250 pounds instead of, you know, what you weigh?
I don't know.
That's the ultimate question, isn't it? Don't you think, Mark? I mean, wouldn't that be the, you know, kind of the deciding factor as to whether or not it's all about their
like
chance at having sex with her?
Some of them wouldn't.
Okay.
Well, I think that's what it comes. I think they all would, and
they all would be friends with her if she were.
No, they all would have sex with her given the opportunity.
Right.
And I just believe that to be so.
Oh, I believe that to be so too.
And you know, beyond that, I think that their friendship is genuine. They're not hanging out for no reason at all.
No, it's not just sex, right? I mean, it's not a friendship based solely on sex. There is more to it, for sure. But would the friendship exist in the first place if you weren't of that level of attractiveness?
The thing is, you know, the physicality goes into every relationship.
Yeah.
Even, you know, male-male relationships, I think it's a small factor. You know, certainly I don't think of...
Between males, it's a small factor?
Well, okay. You know, people that would never have sex with each other, but physicality is still an issue to some extent. You know, so I just don't think it's that big of a deal or anything to worry about. That's what I think. I don't think you should worry about it.
I'm not worried about it at all. I don't care. We just had this debate at work the other day, and it's on my mind, so I just want people to call in.
We do have more answers here.
I think that probably the biggest factor that one needs to think about as far as guy friends is the long-term effects, because each one of those guy friends, especially when they find out, oh, Julia's not going to have sex with me, or, you know, insert girl's name here, is going to find some girlfriend sometime, and then...
No longer hang out.
You've got the jealousy factor on top of the in-a-relationship
factor. New girlfriend would be jealous of Julia.
Sure.
I have...
Hold on. You're what? You're going over to whose house and doing what?
I don't know, because two of the guy friends that I have in question have girlfriends, and they still come over here often, and they bring their girlfriends sometimes, and I know their girlfriends, and like we're on good terms, and I think that maybe in the beginning there may have been some jealousy. I have one friend in particular that I'm thinking of, and actually when Ian went to jail for the couch thing, he was over here every night just hanging out with me, having a good time, and his girlfriend was super jealous. But by now, it's been a long time, and I think she realizes that, you know, I'm not this guy's type, and we're really just friends. We get along great.
Or there's nothing she can do about it.
Let's go to your calls. Matt is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hello.
I thought I'd try to answer Julia's question. Mark's pretty much covered all the bases that I was going to try to cover. There is a lot. You know, to consider when you're in any kind of relationship with another person, both male and females are definitely probably more complicated. Guys can be friends with girls without thinking about sex if they're gay.
Oh.
And they're just interested in guys.
I'm very interested.
Wait. Are we talking about attractive women here, Matt? Because couldn't it be possible that guys are, you know, are friends with unattractive women, or are they just attracted to unattractive women?
You know, I've been married twice, and my wives were both attractive when I got married, and when I got divorced, they weren't so attractive, but I was still attracted to them because I'd, you know, known them for so long. So for me personally, I really have gotten beyond the whole looks thing.
Sure.
Other than the mouth dropping, tongue hanging out factor, when a really good looking woman walks by, I prefer to have a friend to have sex with. I would prefer to have somebody that I'm having sex with also be a friend, also be somebody I could confide in, rather than somebody who just comes in and have sex with me and leaves. I know a lot of guys prefer that. I don't.
Yeah.
So it comes down to an individual thing. This actually ties into the whole collectivist individual debate, because you've taken a whole group of people named women and put them into one collective, and they think this way, and then you've taken a whole other group of people called men and put them in a collective, and they think a different way.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Basically, that's true. However,
right,
everybody is an individual, and everybody's going to have... So, you know, I wouldn't doubt that all of the guys that Julia hanging out with, it wouldn't surprise me one bit that they all want to have sex with her, but it's not to the point where they're pursuing it.
Sure. Well, pursuing it would be a little bit more of a difficult road. That may result in certain roadblocks being put up. But if they can just hang around, right, the fringes and hope that they can, if she leaves me for whatever reason, pick her off at that point, that may be what they have in mind.
That's a long investment.
Yeah. Well, hey, they got nothing better to do, right? Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. More on the way. If you've got an answer for Julia, get on the line. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You join the AMP program, we take that money in, we reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board worldwide, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines and more. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Julia's question this hour is about men and where their friendships with women. Do men get into relationships, friendship relationships with women for the purposes of eventually hoping to have a chance at having sex with her? The conversation started out by focusing more on men that are befriending attractive women because, well, Julia, you are an attractive lady, and certainly the young men that are hanging around you are also the younger set, and so they tend to be a little bit more interested in the attractiveness factor. I think that that as you get older, you start to understand that, well, I guess you lower your standards, right, Mark, essentially, and there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, as Matt was pointing out from Illinois, because I was sort of focusing on, well, would, if you weren't attractive, would these same men still be friends with you? And I still think that's a legitimate question. But as Matt was pointing out, he would be friends with an unattractive woman because he would like to have sex with a friend. He likes the idea of having a friend that he can also have sex with. So apparently, when he says that if they don't want to have sex with you, they're gay. If they're hanging out with you and they don't want to have sex with you, they must be gay. So basically saying it's across the board. Men that are hanging out with women friends are doing it at some level because they are willing to have sex with that person. Did I sum that up?
Sounds right to me.
The chat room adds in here, Slim says, I would say 90% of the time guys are friends because they would like to bang her. Another chatter, Dan, says, if I like a girl enough to be friends with her, then I would want to bang her. So across the board so far, the calls have been all basically yes, Julia. The answer is yes. So any thoughts?
That's pretty much the response I get from most people, but occasionally I'll get a guy who says, nope, I got ugly friends, I want nothing to do with that. And my friends say that that person's just a liar.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. 1-800-259-9231. Let's get back to the 10 tips to woo your lady love. The story from IndiaTimes.com. Yes, it's
a funny article nonetheless.
It is very interesting. And I think there's some good advice in here, but
I'm honestly not the best person to be asking these, whether or not these are good tips or not.
Sure you are. You're female.
I'm a female, but I haven't been single in 8 years.
I don't think that that's an issue at all.
These are all about new relationships.
Well, you can imagine yourself being wooed. You can imagine what you might like and what you might not.
You at least, if not throughout the day, at least throughout the week, you find things that different guys at work or wherever you meet them do that's attractive. So you can, you're attracted to guys throughout that time, and so you can decide what is attractive and what's not about somebody who might be dating. And it's relatively easy, even though I've been married for several years. That doesn't mean I can't think about what would work or what wouldn't on a first date.
All right, so here we go. So the next tip is don't ease the tension. Once you've made your subtle yet cheeky moves, she may say things like, I like you, or you're funny. Many guys drop the ball here and say, I like you too. Well, that diffuses all the tension. Instead, up the tension further. Ask her if she's flattering you just so you'll go home with her. Be cocky. A good rule of thumb is to say all the stuff that women typically tell men. Any thoughts? You guys are speechless.
I think that there's some value in that. I don't know that...
Being cocky, I would not... I think there's a difference between being confident and kind of joking in a confident way and being cocky. Cocky's a line I don't really... If you're cocky, even if I wanted to have sex with you, probably would deny having sex with you just because it would feel so good for me to throw it in your cocky face that I'm not going to.
We can say cocky on the radio, but that's we can't say about what you might block. You could see block them, I suppose, and you would get satisfaction. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, William? I would.
Gotcha.
So in this instance, being what one might call a cocky guy, I have found that it's likely can be a hindrance and it can be helpful at times. And
depends on the girl, right? Depends on the
every one of these situations is all about depends.
Yes.
So I just
totally does.
I can tell stories and of where it's worked and where it hasn't, and that's just the way it is.
We gotta
be who you are.
Let's do more. Teaser. Teasing a woman is the right way demonstrates confidence and humor. For instance, if she's walking behind you as you enter a restaurant, turn around, look at her sternly, and say, "Stop following and staring at me." Then mock about why women are always in a hurry to tear off your clothes before even knowing you. Interpret anything she does as if she's hitting on you.
These tips are very silly.
Yeah.
The way they word them is humorous, and the suggestions of things that they want you to say. Maybe it's just me and how I talk to my friends and stuff, but
that
if some
work.
Guy said these things to me, I'd just laugh at him.
If you were going out for coffee with a guy and he turned around and said that as you were walking
staring
in.
At me.
Well, I think that you can toss it in once, but if you do it too often, it's just laughable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that there's times to be, funny and cocky at the same time and times not to.
This next one, I think no one will be able to disagree with. I think this one is spot on good advice.
If you're late, use the excuse that you were waylaid by a busload of cheerleaders.
Nope. Learn how to be a great kisser. Women can tell.
What does this mean?
Listen to the description. I think this is a good description. Women can tell from the way a man kisses how he will be in bed. Here's a tip. Don't be like most guys who kiss while they're scheming to get to the main destination, that is, sex. For a good kisser, the kiss is the destination itself. He kisses as if he wants to enjoy every moment of it. Women can tell the difference.
That's very important. I'd say kissing is super important.
I'd say kissing is a personal preference, that there's women that are good kissers and women that are bad kissers, in my opinion. However, somebody else would find them to be good kissers. It's an opinion issue as to how someone kisses.
Wait. You got lost in the title, Mark. Learn how to be a great kisser.
Right. Be present in the moment while kissing.
Right. It's doting on her and not trying to, jump right to the sex. Right. To give her attention outside of just, the ram and bang and be done with it.
The ram and bang.
Well, I think that, yes, I understand where you're coming from on that one. And my opinion on that is that you have to do these things properly or you're not going to get it again. And that includes kissing and all kinds of foreplay. And so,
So that's good advice.
Make it till you make it on that issue.
So that's good advice, right?
I'd say that's the best one on the list.
I agree. All right, here you go. Here's a couple more. Do the push-pull. Open the door for her, but complain that she
walks... Push her through it!
But complain that she walks slower than your granny. Feed her... This is
was going to get a guy slapped eventually. So
this guy just talks too much.
So you can do it once. What are you poking around there for?
Feed her at a restaurant, but roll your eyes and mutter about how she's a baby.
Ew. If some guy ever tried to feed me, I'd punch him in the mouth.
While walking on the street,
have
her walk on the inside to protect her from traffic, but tease her about how she's delicate. If you can tease her and still treat her like a lady, chances are before long she will be latoo over you. That's obviously an Indian word I don't know.
I don't understand. it is good advice to be funny. Funny is that way that guys manage to, you know, disarm women, and it's great advice. It's the most important thing you can do.
But if you're trying to be funny, that usually falls on its face.
What does trying to be funny mean?
And don't feed your lady, especially if you're new in the relationship. That is weird. Yeah. And if some guy ever held a spoon to my mouth, especially on a first date or an early date, it would be like, okay.
Have a life. Women don't like men who follow them like Mary's little lamb.
Didn't he say that already?
Women, especially quality women, want a man who is on his path, following his passions, have a busy life with interesting activities rather, that bring a smile to your face, and it will automatically attract people, including women, to you. Don't chase women, attract them, and I agree with that completely.
I do too.
I'm with you. You have to be attractive. However, you also have to advertise yourself, and you have to be willing to step forward. Women are less likely to, step up to you. So you have to be sort of, it's that push pull situation. Mm-hmm. You have to be pulling with your attractiveness and pushing at the same time to, be successful.
I can't say I'm a relationship expert or anything like that.
I can say you're not.
But I'm an expert on me and what has worked for me, and I decided that I wanted to focus on myself and improving my lot in life and where I was at, and I figured that eventually I'd bump into some interesting ladies, and indeed, one bumped into me.
There's good advice for you young men. So Ian, who had sex at 23, says,
there you work on yourself. Hey, I'm talking about relationships, not sex, right? More on the way tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.